The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I just feel like worshiping God tonight. I just feel like enjoying the atmosphere. How many of you have been enjoying the atmosphere so far? Praise the Lord. I want you to know that when it comes to the place of worship, it's a place of interaction with the Spirit of God. And you know, tonight God is going to change somebody's life permanently in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Quickly, without taking much of our time, we are going to be talking about in this first teaching tonight on positive change via praise. Tonight, the theme of tonight's blessing and empowerment night is supernatural help for positive change. Supernatural help for positive change. And under this theme, we'll be looking at this topic, positive change via praise. I want us to jam our hands together as we celebrate our Father in the house for this great opportunity that He has given unto me to minister to God's people. We pray that God will bless you, sir, and man, in the name of Jesus. Praise is not just singing or dancing. Praise is an adoration, undiluted adoration to God for what God has done in the life of anybody, or what God has done in the life of a people, or what God has done in the life of a nation, or what God has done for some people or for someone. When you know how to praise God, you know how to attract power from heaven, because praise brings down power. Praise the Lord. There is so much power in praise. Praise releases supernatural help for positive changes. I want you to know that praise is not comely. Praise is not comely. When you say something is not comely, it means it's not ordinary. It means it's not just anything. It means it's not something that is just like that. Praise is something that attracts the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some food that when you put them in some places, you don't need to invite ants. Ants will definitely look for them. Hello? Can you mention one of those food? Sugar, for example. Just put sugar somewhere, or you get pineapple somewhere and just put it somewhere. You don't need to ask them to come. They will naturally come. Why? Because it attracts them. Praise attracts the presence of God. Praise brings down the power of God. Praise is not comely. Praise is not just ordinary thing. But praise is full of power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God that enjoys the praises of His people. The Bible says we serve a God that inhabits the what? The praises of His people. In Psalm 22 verse 3, the Bible says God inhabits what? The praise of His people. In other words, God dwells in the praise of His people. So if you want positive change, you can actually attract positive change and bring about supernatural help for positive change via the power of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 67, let's turn our Bible to Psalm 67, verse 3. We are going to read Psalm 67, verse 3, and we are going to read down to verse 7. Hallelujah. Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. Then shall the health yield our increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. The power of praise brings down the blessings of God. When you know how to praise God, you know how to attract the blessings of God. When you know how to elogize God via your praise, you know how to attract the mighty power of God. He says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Then shall the heart yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall do what? Shall bless us. And God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. You know, when God blesses you so much, it creates fear in the people around you. The blessings of God were so much upon the man called Isaac that people around Isaac began to fear Isaac. They say, please depart from us because you are mightier than us. Why? Because the blessings of God were so mighty upon that great man Isaac. Also, our father of faith, Abraham, he was so blessed that he became a force to be reckoned with in the entire region. Nobody can do anything without talking about Father Abraham. Why? Because there is so much power that is released via praise and via the blessings of God upon his life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 150 verses, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In other words, it is your duty and my duty, as long as we have breath in our nostril, to praise the Lord. And brethren, I want us to understand something, because we have been hearing so much about praise that sometimes we tend to commonize it. We tend to trivialize it. We don't look at it as something that is really, really serious. If you don't have a deep, power-packed praise life, you cannot actually enter into the presence of God. In Psalm 100, verse 4. In the book of Psalm 100, verse 4, the Bible says something there that I want us to look at. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with what? With praise. Enter into his gates with what? With thanksgiving and into his court with what? With praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That is, you can enter into the gates via thanksgiving. But what takes you to the very court of God, what takes you to the very presence of God, is the praise of God. Brethren, undiluted praise brings an awesome power of God upon the life of anybody. Praise excites God. Praise excites God and get his power to be released for man to deploy. Praise excites God. And when God is excited, God releases his power for man to deploy. That is, you can imagine you having and I having access to the awesome power of God at our disposal to deploy. Praise the Lord. And this leads to positive change in the life of anyone that knows how to use it. The life of anybody that knows how to deploy it will become something to be envied. I see your life becoming an envy to people around you in the name of Jesus. I say your life shall be an envy to people around you in the name of Jesus. You will never be a point of pity, but you will be a point of envy in the name of Jesus. You will be a reference point for glory in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I will be talking about the examples of positive change via praise. What are the things that can happen via praise? What are the positive changes that can happen via praise? Number one is divine protection. Number one is divine protection. Via praise, you can bring about a change from lack of protection to a man that is heavily guided. Heavily guarded. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some people, the number of guards that goes around with them tells you that this one is heavily guarded, heavily hammered, heavily protected, heavily shielded. You know, I was watching a video online, and a particular royalty was about moving from one place and entering his vehicle. Then you see the amount of guards, the weapons, the people that surrounded him, and he's just an earthly king, one of the Yoruba kings, and the I don't know what you call them now, is it the Emewas or whatever, they were all in whites, and they were just moving and clearing the way and, you know, shielding the man so much. Then I said, if an ordinary man can be this much protected, I now understand when that prophet, I think Isaiah, asked that God, Elijah asked that God open the eyes of his servant that he might see the host of heaven that surrounded him. And I began to imagine how would the servant feel at that particular time. The servant will feel so big. Why? Because he can see that, look, they that are with us are more than they that are with them. And you know, when you know how to praise God, you draw the presence of God down. And when the presence of God comes down, there is no demon or power that can withstand or that can stand against him. And I want us to understand one thing. Praise is a mighty weapon. Turn to your neighbor, say, praise is a mighty weapon. is a weapon that can be used to shield away every attack of the enemy. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. From verse 20 down. We'll see what happened there. That in this particular place, because of time, I'll quickly paraphrase it and just relate the story to us. The children of Israel were surrounded by three nations. The children of Mount Hermon, the Moab, the children of Ammon, and the Ammonite, and the Mount Seir. They besieged, they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And some people came and spoke to the man and created fear in his heart in verse 3. The Bible said, and Jehoshaphat feared, he was actually afraid, and he set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. He was actually afraid initially, but as he went before God, God releases to him a deep revelation of what to do. And now when you go to verse 20, the Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? Singers unto the Lord, that should praise the beauty of his holiness. He appointed singers. To the people, this will look so foolish. How can you are going to battle them, instead of you appointing captains and archers and warriors, you are appointing singers. Now, what were the singers doing? The Bible said that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. And as they began to do this, let's look at what happened. And the Bible says, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushment. The Lord will send ambushment against your enemies in the name of Jesus. The Lord sent ambushment against the children of Hammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which come against Judah. And they were smitten. The Lord himself came down. The Bible did not say their song singing or their praises, or their singers, or their soldiers. Look at the Bible very well. It said, the Lord himself set ambushment. That is, the host of heaven descended. Why? Because God inhabits the praise of his people. And God creates an ambushment against them. And they began to slaughter themselves. And they slaughtered themselves. So much was the slaughtering that it took the children of Israel days to gather the spoil. And the Bible said the children of Israel gathered more than they could carry. Hallelujah. More than they could carry. Not only were they protected, divinely protected, but they were divinely blessed. They became rich overnight. Why? Because the power of praise releases protection from heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise releases what? Protection. When you know how to praise God, God's praisers are heavily guarded people. Those that know how to praise God, they are heavily guarded people. Tonight we will be praising God in another dimension. So get yourself ready, because God is going to do something great in your life in the name of Jesus. Your testimony is going to change, and your life is going to change in the name of Jesus. Number two is that praise brings divine rescue. Praise brings what? Divine rescue. Praise brings about divine rescue. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16. You know, the book of Acts of Apostles is the book of Acts of wonders and miracles. I have every one of us should take time to study that book. Hallelujah. The book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, we have the story there of Paul and Silas that were taken and put into the prison. And they gave them charge. In verse 20, he said, having received such charge, there was a charge that was given. But mind you, before they put them into the prison, they first beat them with many stripes. They flogged them very well. In verse 23, he said, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And having done this, the jailer now put them into the inner part of the prison. Not only that, he made their feet to be fast in stock. That is, they chained their feet down. They beat them very well. You know, somebody that has been beaten, probably the person will be in pain. definitely the person will, not probably, the person must be in pain. Because those beating of those days is not koboko that we use now. It is real beating. They beat them very well. They say they laid many stripes upon them. Then they put them in the inner prison. The inner prison does not have any window. Neither do you have a source of illumination or a source of ventilation. In those days, those kind of prison, they are like dungeons. You cannot have access to anything. Now, putting them there, not only that, they now put their feet into chains. You can imagine the kind of pain and agony that these guys will be going through. But look at what they did. The Bible said, at midnight, they did what? They prayed. And having prayed, they sang praises unto God. They did what? They sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. They sang praises unto God so much that the power of God came down to rescue them. And the Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Praise loses bands. Praise provides divine rescue. And you cannot move from the level you are now to a positive change if you are not loose. There must be a loosening. There must be a release. And praise does that. So brethren, when we praise God, we are attracting divine rescue. Somebody is being rescued from the chains of darkness tonight by the power of praise in the name of Jesus. I said somebody is being rescued tonight by the power of praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three. Divine favor. Divine favor. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. In Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with what? With praise. I want us to know one of the blessings that come as a result of praise is favor. When you know how to praise God, God releases favor. You become somebody that is highly favored because you are a God praiser. You know why? Because you carry the presence of God. And the presence of God attracts favor. The presence of God does what? Attracts favor. So tonight as we praise God, favor will begin to run after us. Favor will begin to locate you as you praise God tonight in the name of Jesus. I say, as you praise God tonight, favor will locate you in the name of Jesus. It is favor that makes a lady that does not look attractive. Then you see a very powerful, good-looking, highly packaged, well loaded guy seeking for the same lady. Then there is another lady that is looking so beautiful but does not know how to attract the presence of God. And you see funny guys coming after such or nobody coming at all. I always ask myself, why does this happen? It's as a result of the favor of God. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth what? Favor from God. The finding that the man does is as a result of favor that is released upon him and upon the woman. So when you have favor, you attract blessings. And praise brings about the favor of God. Praise the Lord. Quickly, because of our time, number four, divine miracles. Divine miracles. Divine miracles. The Bible made it clear to us that God dwells in it, the praises of his people. Now, if God dwells in the presence of his people, it means that the presence of God dwells in the presence of his people. And the presence of God brings an atmosphere of miracles. Hallelujah. The presence of God brings what? An atmosphere of what? Of miracles. When the presence of God is around the place, miracles flows easily. Miracles happen easily. Brethren, praise brings the power of miracles around us. Praise brings what? The power of miracles around us. No matter the challenge that you are facing, no matter the situation you are facing, I want to encourage you tonight, key into the power of praise, and you see God turning that situation to become a miracle in the name of Jesus. God will turn your situation to become a miracle in the name of Jesus. Last but not the least, tonight is divine promotion. And there is a man in the Bible that enjoys so much divine promotion by the power of praise. That man is called King David. King David enjoys so much promotion in his life because he knows how to praise God. This is a man that knows how to play music. Hallelujah. And as he praises God, tending to the sheep of his father, God began to lift him up from being a shepherd boy. He was taken to the palace to be a musician to the king. Then he became a slayer of Goliath, and he became the son-in-law of the king, and eventually he became the king himself. Hallelujah. You can see this man being promoted from one level to the other. Not only that, when he became king, he became the most powerful king. He was promoted from being a king at Hebron to become a king at Jerusalem. He reigned in Hebron for 3 years. He did not say, oh, now that I'm king, I don't even need to have to praise God again. He kept praising God, and as he began to praise God, he said, 7 times daily do I praise thee. 7 times daily. And as he praised God, God kept promoting him. God kept lifting him up. From Hebron, he moved to Jerusalem. And from there, he began to conquer every area, every territory, began to take over. The Bible recorded it that this man fought several battles and he did not lose a single battle. Why? Because he's a man that knows how to praise God. He's a man that knows how to touch the heart of God. He's a man that knows how to attract the power of God. And he was stupendously blessed. Tonight, as we praise God, promotion is coming your way in the name of Jesus. I said, promotion is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Praise is a powerful tool. Praise is a powerful tool. It's a pity that when we are praising God, you see somebody that is able-bodied, that does not, nothing is wrong with him or her, yet that person is looking stiff. May your destiny not be stiff in the name of Jesus. I say, may your destiny not become stiff in the name of Jesus. My mom used to say something, Turaka. When she sees you that you are looking, someone says, Turaka, kilo shie, Turaka. That is, loosen up, be free, be happy, and praise God. Brethren, we must understand what we have. If you don't understand the weapon that you have, you cannot make the best use of it. Tonight, as we praise God, I pray that God is going to change every situation that is negative in our life to become positive in the name of Jesus. The power for positive change shall be made available unto you by the reason of praises tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.